This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. Over the past few years, San Francisco has been getting a lot of press about the tensions in our quickly changing city.
The biggest problem, they say, is that young, well-paid tech workers are taking up a disproportionate share of the housing and driving up already astronomical real estate prices. Rent increases in San Francisco are outpacing the nation more than threefold.
It's very sad to see people being forced out of their homes where they've lived in for decades.
Just a symptom of a larger change. People want to live here.
The average price of an apartment here is more than $3,000 a month.
It all seems to be magnified in the Mission District, a sunny destination with a growing number of expensive restaurants and soaring rents. It's a neighborhood where Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg now owns a home and a place where an affluent, whiter population is displacing lower-income residents, many of them Latino. But there are partnerships that are defying these divides, and one of them is taking place on 18th Street, right by Dolores Park. KALW's Laura Cliven's headed to Mission High School to see where it's all going down.
It's a windy day in San Francisco, and I'm at the back of Mission High School with teacher Rachel V. Hill and her urban agriculture class. We're outside on the edge of their football field. Students are moving between carefully laid dirt beds, each stretching 30 feet long.
Okay, listen up. We have 10 minutes before we have to head to the College Center, so I'd like everyone to just do a sweep of any green material that is on the paths. Please put it in the compost and pick up any gloves that are hanging out.
A little over a year ago, this plot was concrete. Mission High staff, students, and volunteers, they tore it up, brought in dirt, and made it the oasis it is today. Mission High senior Alejandro Ramos points out some healthy-looking strawberries.
It was during the summer, and we were, like, shoving dirt through the lots.
Ramos took part as a volunteer.
And I guess I just wanted to, like, follow up and see what it could actually become. And now seeing what we grow is, like, kind of a success to see that happen.
Ramos is now in the two-year urban agriculture course. Students in this class learn to grow food, spiff up their resumes, and get involved in the local food and environmental movements. The resulting Mission Youth Garden, or My Garden, has hundreds of shades of green. It's run by students and supervised by Rachel V. Hill.
We really felt like there was a big need to sort of tap into the work around local food systems and have students really develop out their skills and connect that to sort of what's happening in the industry, particularly in San Francisco, because there's so much that's happening in the local food movement.
There's a lot happening with the local food movement in San Francisco. And there's also a lot happening with San Francisco, especially the Mission. Tech money has brought big changes to the city, and some neighborhoods, like the Mission, are almost unrecognizable from what they were 10 years back. Census data crunched by the news site Mission Local shows that the Latino population fell by 22% from 2000 to 2010. According to data service Priceonomics, the median rent for a one-bedroom in the Mission was $3,250 in April, up from $1,900 just 3 years ago. These numbers are frustrating for a lot of people. They're exclusive, disconnecting. But if you look closely at a local shop, you can find connection.
So this is our produce section, and it's an awesome time of the year. There's a lot of color, a lot of variety.
Shakira Simley is By Rights Community Outreach and Giving Manager. We are looking at a refrigerated shelf with purple eggplants, orange and yellow peppers, and red rhubarb stalks.
So this is our cold case, and generally the student's produce would be mixed right in.
Student produce grown just up the street at Mission High School.
And we definitely have had guests ask about it. They're like, Mission High? And we really enjoy that because it gives us an opportunity. If the students are not here, their produce is.
Now, even though Mission High and By Right are close physically, there is a mismatch. Many students can't afford By Right.
I think the only reason that students don't shop there as much is because of the pricing.
That's urban agriculture student Tanusree Chakraborty.
They prefer going to the corner store instead, which is like they could get a bag of chips for like $150, but you can basically get nothing at By Right for $150.
And there are some other issues playing out at By Right, which mirror the ones in the community. The majority of Mission High students are youth of color, and 74% qualified for free and reduced lunch last year. Bi-Rate, with specialty foods at high prices, tends to have customers who are affluent. But Shakira Simley explains Bi-Rate's prices are fair.
We understand that good food costs more, and for us it's hard to make that sacrifice. You know, do we pay our staff less and provide less benefits? Do we not pay our farmers a competitive price for their amazing products, or our artisans for their amazing products?
This isn't just lip service. Bi-Rate not only buys My Farm produce, but Simley partners with V-Hill and Mission High to teach students how to make resumes, how to talk and act in an office, and for some, how to get a job at Bi-Rate. Students like Tanushree Chakraborty.
We're going to Bi-Rate, the place I work. That's the creamery. That's 18 reasons right there. And on top is our marketing department. And there's a kitchen back in there, because we have a lot of cooking classes.
Chakraborty applied to and was hired by Bi-Rate after her first year of urban agriculture. She spent the summer working at Bi-Rate full-time, and now that school has picked up, she continues working there part-time. She likes it.
This is, like, my first real job, and being able to have, like, a not an internship where people treat me as a minor, and, like, they treat me as, like, I'm a regular employee, and it's good to be able to have such an experience before going off to college.
The connection between Bi-Rate and Mission High has been around a long time because they have been neighbors for a long time. Mission High was founded in 1897. Bi-Rate opened in 1940. Rachel V-Hill and Shakira Simley use the Mission, a neighborhood with people on both ends of the income spectrum, to show that all people are welcome in the food and environmental movements. V-Hill says some people think the city is an affluent place where there aren't many young people or people of color. But she says,
for me, being from San Francisco and working in a school like Mission, I'm like, we're here. Like, our students are, like, you know, Mission High is 90% students of color, you know? Like, we are still here, and we cannot be forgotten, and we shouldn't be forgotten.
They're not being forgotten at one local business. Like the rich soil in the My Garden, this high school and Bi-Rate partnership is creating fertile ground for growth and development. In San Francisco, I'm Laura Clivens for Cross Currents.